Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you to get out and vote next week, but also maybe now. Early voting's going on here in Texas. There's a lot more at stake than just the presidency, so get out and vote. None of this, man, my vote doesn't matter. Get out and vote. So we'll talk a little bit about illegal immigration. We're going to tackle a bunch of emails, trouble in the Biden camp, maybe trouble for our air defense, all that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, Tommy Robinson. You may know about Tommy Robinson. You may not. Full disclosure, I know him and I like him. I've had him on my TV show before. He's a Brit. But what he's done is he's sounded the alarm about what's happening over there. They have essentially destroyed that wonderful country. And don't hate me for this. I understand the American Revolution. Big fan of the American Revolution. I love the Brits. I love their country. I love their history. I actually got a chance to work with some British Royal Marines while I was in the Marines. Just loved them. We ran into some Brits while we were over there in Iraq. Studs, total studs. Such a cool country, such a cool history. I love their traditions. I'm a British fan. I don't know that I'll ever visit the country. It's the food thing for me. I'm sorry. So much of my life is governed by my stomach. What, Chris? Chris says you can go to a German or a French restaurant. Yeah, but it's still going to be British people working there, and they just don't know how to eat. The beans on toast? Why are you putting... Beans shouldn't be on the planet, but you put them on toast. Anyway, we're not going into that. I love Britain. I love England. And it genuinely saddens me what they have done to that wonderful country that I have so much admiration for. But they have destroyed it. They're Democrats. It's the Labour Party. But they're are Democrats. They're communists. They opened up the border. Any of this sound familiar? They allowed a bunch of barbarians to flood into their country. Now, murder, rape, violence through the roof. And stop me if any of this sounds familiar. They have the people in positions of power. They have essentially struck an agreement. Oftentimes, it's a legitimate agreement where they get together and they agree on this, that the immigrants, the new ones, they'll be protected. Their communities will be protected. And as payback for that, it's a quid pro quo type thing. All the newcomers, they will continue to vote for the Labour Party. Who is left on the outs? Who is left, I'm not even going to say defenseless, who is left under assault by both the Labour Party and the newcomers? The patriotic British citizens who want to restore that great country. That is who Tommy Robinson is. Tommy Robinson, this is from The Independent, UK. Tommy Robinson jailed for 18 months for contempt after repeating libelous claims against a Syrian refugee. And the reason I wanted to read you this is it wasn't necessarily about Tommy or the UK. We got this voicemail, and look, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Regarding immigration, deportations, we seem to have plenty of funding for their lifestyle, for their health care, for their food, all the benefits of hardworking Americans. And yet we don't have any money for deportations. That's got to be fixed.
Obviously, I know you already know this, you who left the voicemail, everyone listening, but yes, that's because our government as long as it is run by communists, our government prefers them to you. Our government prefers them to you. Chris, do me a favor. I don't have it in front of me. Look up that Aristotle quote in case you think this is new. The Aristotle quote that I read on the air about how they prefer to dine with foreigners. I don't want to screw this up. It's such a great quote, but this is not new. When your country ends up being run by criminals who hate it, as almost all empires eventually get to, corruption will take over. Evil men with no sense of duty or right or wrong will take over, and they want to stay in power. They want more money and power. That's what they actually care about. Well, the people who are patriotic, doesn't mean Republican, but everyone who genuinely loves the country, they don't want that. They don't want to be led by these people. It angers them when these people destroy the country. Well, these people, remember, they're evil, deeply, deeply evil. They don't go home at night and think about reforming their ways. They figure out how to replace you. The people who run the United States of America, if you are a patriotic citizen, they consider you to be the enemy. You are the only thing, in their minds, you are the only thing holding them back from more money and power. The only thing getting in their way that even could potentially get in their way is you. So they do what corrupt leaders have done throughout history. Open up the borders, flood the country with a bunch of barbarians. They'll know where their bread is buttered. Oh, this is the Aristotle quote. Good job, Chris. Could you close out that part of the screen so I could actually read the whole thing, Chris? Hey, wait, this is the Aristotle quote. It is a habit of tyrants never to like anyone who has a spirit of dignity and independence. The tyrant claims a monopoly of such qualities for himself. He feels that anybody... Chris, this isn't even it. This isn't even it. Either that or you have the part covered up on the screen, which I can't read anymore. Chris, what am I supposed to do? What kind of operation are we running here? You should see the screen I'm looking at, Chris. Chris messed this up. I want everyone to know. Look, remember, kids, good leadership means blaming the people underneath you and passing the buck of responsibility. That's leadership. This is on Jewish producer Chris. This is not on me. Anyway, the quote, since Chris is clearly going to take all day, we're not going to wait for him. Aristotle talks about in his time, the leaders, corrupt leaders, they prefer the company of newcomers because the newcomers are, they're not as loyal to the country. They're not as emotionally invested in the country. And so they're easily bought off. And the corrupt leaders win. The newcomers win. And who loses? You. Everyone, our kids, everyone. The country is lost, but that's why they do what they do. Remember, the border didn't get opened because of empathy. It didn't get opened because they're liberals. They're kind. The border got opened because the communists who run this country want these people here.
Rafael Sanchez Cruz is with us, and he says investigators are looking into who's behind this homicide.
Yeah, that's right. Loudoun County Sheriff's Michael Chapman says they have in custody a known MS-13 gang member for this murder. However, so far, this teenager has only been charged for the death of Michal Conejero Romero. So Chapman says Marlene Medrano Ortiz, who you see right there, was arrested in the Mount Vernon area of Alexandria. The 18-year-old is an undocumented immigrant and self-identified MS-13 gang member.
Invited here on purpose by Democrats. They want them here. And that is why we've been talking so much about what will come when the deportations start. Illegal immigration and legal immigration, because now they control the law. Remember, they brought all those Haitians into Springfield legally. Immigration on this level, mass migration. It is not one of the issues for them. It's not kind of a side thing or just a stance they have. It is a central part of their plan. In fact, you could argue this, and you could really make a solid argument for this. You know, a home. Home has what? It has walls, a roof, studs. That'd be me. Quit. It has studs, a ceiling, a yard. A home has all these things. But what is the building block of it? What is the foundation? It's the foundation of the home. that the slab, the concrete in rebar they put at the bottom, at the base of a home, it is the foundation. And if that foundation crumbles, the entire home will crumble. It doesn't matter how well everything else is made. Unending mass migration. It is the foundation of the communist plans to destroy and subvert Western civilization. If that is taken away from him, if we were to actually get real border security, real mass deportation, then virtually every other part of the communist plan would crumble. They are central to his plan. And that's why, look, that's why you read headlines like this. Virginia files emergency stay with the Supreme Court over non-citizen voters. What happened here? Well, Virginia Governor, this is from Town Hall, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has been fighting back against the ruling, which was imposed after the Biden Justice Department sued the state by noting the state law requiring non-citizens to be removed from the voter rolls was signed into law by a Democrat. Virginia was trying to get illegals off the voter rolls. The Biden administration, the Biden DOJ, sued to make sure they could stay on there. Why do you think that is? All right, let's get to some emails, shall we? Before we get to that, let's get to Pure Talk. Pure Talk. You see, we have to put our money where our morals are. Our money should follow our morals. Verizon hates your guts. AT&T, T-Mobile. Go look up those companies. Go look up those companies and names that you would know. Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, Human Rights Campaign, DEI, ESG. And ask yourself, is that where you want to spend money, send money every month? Pure Talk has never done that. It will never do that to you. They don't spit in your face and in your values. They love this country. Their CEO almost died for it. Switch to Pure Talk. It takes 10 minutes on the phone and you'll save a pile of money. If for no other reason, save money. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That saves you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Jewish producer Chris is useless, so I had to go find the quote myself during the break. Here is the Aristotle quote. Let me know if any of this sounds familiar to you at all. And it is the mark of a tyrant to dislike anyone that is proud and free-spirited, for the tyrant claims for himself alone the right to bear that character, and the man who meets his pride with pride and shows a free spirit robs tyranny of its superiority and position of mastery. Tyrants, therefore, hate the proud as undermining their authority, and it is the mark of a tyrant to have men of foreign extraction rather than citizens as guests at his table and companions, feeling that citizens are hostile, but strangers make no claim against him. Our problems, at least maybe we can take comfort in this, our problems are not new problems. These are problems nations face after too much time, too much wealth. Let's be honest, let's look in the mirror. Too much citizen neglect. How many friends do you have who have said things to you like, I don't care about politics? Well, that's exactly how you end up being ruled by the freaking monsters who rule us now. Anyway, I cannot possibly get to the emails without getting to this voicemail.
Yeah, you better pack and get the F out of town. That's what you should do, bud. You're out of time. Eliyahu's already here. He's here for the perfecting and the equipping of the saints.
Chris, did you make that out? Corey, could you make that out? Who's already here? Eliyahu? Or was it Yahoo? Remember that chocolate milk drink? I think that can't be who he... Yoo-hoo, that's right. Is that who he says? Is chocolate milk coming first?
Yeah, you better pack and get the F out of town. That's what you should do, bud. You're out of time. Eliyahu's already here. He's here for the perfecting and the equipping of the saints, the 144,000. You should call him because he has information, because he can...
Call him on my Pure Talk phone.
See the future like 70 years into the future, and his words have much power.
Sounds like a fellow oracle.
Like Christ's words did. So you're out of time. I warned you before. I know you think you're a big shot with your little pea shooter, but...
I am a big shot.
That ain't going to get her done, bud. You got to have supernatural power. Yeah.
Which I do. Did everyone forget? Did everyone forget already about the time I dropped the lid in the completely dark room? What, Chris, don't interrupt me. In a dark room, a black lid on black carpet, didn't make a sound. I bent over in the pitch black and there was just a sixth sense. My hand, I didn't even have to feel around, reached right for the lid. I knew it was supernatural, really. So whoever this Yoo-hoo guy is, let's see him do that.
Like, you got to be able to remote view and cloak yourself. Yeah, and read people.
I can remote view. I was on a Zoom call this morning.
People's minds. How about blind your enemy like the two angels did when they went and brought Lot out?
I am the whitest I've ever been. I'll blind my enemy by taking my shirt off.
You figure this out yet, big shot? You're out of time. Yeah, now what? Otherwise, you're going to perish with everybody else.
You know, you may think that guy's crazy, but I want to address something serious that he said. I want to, let's just get this over
with.
Yeah,
you better pack and get the F out of town. That's what you should.
I can pack and get the F out of town because I have GovX. I have served in the Marine Corps. Therefore, I'm eligible for a free membership to GovX at govx.com. If you are current or former military, current, former law enforcement, even educators, you qualify for a free membership. And this guy says, I need to pack. I'm actually on the GovX website right now. You're looking at this on the simulcast? I'm on the GovX. Oh, look at that. Backpacks, bags, cases. Oh, hello there. Looks like, oh, look at this. Cases, crates, duffel bags, gun bags, handbags, luggage, lunch boxes. Guess who's packing a lunch for his exodus out of town? Me. And I have a huge discount because I'm a GovX member. I might have to buy a knife for the trip. Maybe even something that allows me to see in the dark. All available. Gear, boots, concerts, whatever. GovX.com. You earned your discount. Go get a free membership. It's free. And when you use the promo code Jesse when you sign up, you get 15 bucks free. 15 bucks off. GovX.com. Promo code Jesse. I will pack my bags because I have GovX. Hi, Jesse. Can we count on someone with inside knowledge discouraging Trump from endorsing John Thune or John Cornyn for majority leader? Listen, we are in an extremely delicate situation here because Mitch McConnell, he is going to try to ram through this vote for majority leader. This was told to me by Senator Ron Johnson. Mitch McConnell is going to try to have this vote before Trump gets sworn in. Trump has to play the coalition building game now. And look, Trump already backed Mike Johnson. I don't know that we can count on Trump for this fight, but Trump and the people around him had better understand there's no quicker way to kneecap your agenda than to have John Cornyn or John Thune take over as Senate Majority Leader. That is one of those things that your normie neighbors won't pay attention to, but you will when they have that vote. If the new Senate Majority Leader, remember, we might have 55 seats. There's a chance we're going to have 55 seats after the election. If the new Senate Majority Leader is John Cornyn or John Thune, you can take your America First agenda, write it down on a piece of paper, wipe your butt with it, set it on fire, and drop it in the middle of the Pacific Ocean because that's the chances that thing's going to get through. If we have those two eunuchs taking over for the GOP in the Senate, it's devastating to everything you want and everything I want. So keep that in mind. Doesn't hurt to call and email your senator and tell them you demand better. All right. One more word on that. We have Miranda Devine next, but after that, I'm gonna tell you one more word on the Senate race. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and there was an interesting little sit-down I saw with some IRS whistleblowers, and I thought, before we bring Miranda in, I thought it would be apropos, how about that for a college word, to play this.
There was no question in your mind, based on the universe of data, that the big guy was Joe Biden.
We corroborated that the big guy was Joe Biden, yes.
Did your supervisors accept that the big guy was Joe Biden?
There was no question ever that the big guy was referring
to
Joe Biden.
So FBI, IRS, everyone understood
that. And that's why when we were doing the interviews, the prosecutors in Delaware specifically told us that they didn't want to ask about the big guy because they knew.
Very interesting. Joining me now, amazing New York Post columnist and author of a book called The Big Guy, Miranda Devine. Miranda, well, your book was obviously one of the very first I've seen to dig into this in detail. In fact, it was the very first I've seen digging into this in detail. We've kind of moved on because he's not running. We've moved on from how insanely corrupt the Biden family has been for a very long time.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jesse. Look, we might have moved on, the country might have moved on in their minds from Joe Biden, but the deep state has not moved on. The very same people in the CIA, the FBI, the State Department, the Department of Justice, the IRS, who covered up Biden family corruption, are now propping up Kamala Harris. They want her to be president. They don't want Donald Trump to be president. They see him as an existential threat, not to America, not to democracy, but to them and their control over the president. And they were in control of Joe Biden. That's why they covered up for him. And you can see in Kamala Harris's sort of belligerent new talk about having a lethal military. And you can see by the letter written by national security people saying that she is a far more capable candidate to be commander-in-chief than Donald Trump. You can see that these are the same people who wrote the Dirty 51 letter lying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, are the very same people who now sign a letter saying that Kamala Harris is the best candidate.
Miranda, can you explain to me, if you've figured this out, because I have some suspicions on why, but what is it they do fear so much about Trump? You say he may take away their power, but he didn't do that last time. He really didn't. A lot of his detractors will point that out a lot. There was no swamp drainage. There was, Christopher Wray's his guy. Bill Barr's his guy. These are his people. There was no swamp drainage last time, yet they still act as if he is this terrible threat to them. Is it his foreign policy? What is it they fear so much about Trump?
It is because Donald Trump is uncontrollable. He will not abide by their agenda. He just approached foreign policy like he approaches everything else like a property developer from Queens, from first principles, using logic, using common sense. He did that with foreign policy. He saw problems and he figured out the most effective way of solving them. For instance, when he first came in, Barack Obama said, look, the biggest threat facing America is North Korea because they keep on letting off all these nuclear tests. And Donald Trump was mocked mercilessly for his bromance with Kim Jong-un and calling him Little Rocket Man and so on, but it worked. He put Kim Jong-un in his box. He stopped firing off these rockets that were threatening the world. He did the same thing with Vladimir Putin. He sort of has belligerent rhetoric. He said something along the lines to Putin, you know, I love those golden domes in Moscow. Shame if something were to happen to them. And Putin and President Xi and all the other gangsters in the world take Trump at his word. They're not quite sure if he means it, but they think it's too risky to ignore him. And so we had a world at peace, not a world on fire like we did under Joe Biden, or do now under Joe Biden, who is still president until January 20, everyone forgets. And like we did under Barack Obama, you look at the Middle East, you look at Iran. Iran was broke. It was on its knees. It was unable to fund its proxies to attack Israel like they did last October 7. We had the beginning of peace in the Middle East with the Abraham Accords. And so that is why Donald Trump is an existential threat to the cabal of the deep state, or what the Obama people used to call the blob, which is the CIA, the Pentagon, the State Department. They have their own agenda for how they want the world to be. And if you want to know what their agenda is, just look at the disaster of Biden's foreign policy. Just look at what happened under Obama. ISIS was a huge problem. Donald Trump just vanquished ISIS pretty much overnight. No one talks about that anymore. And it's because Donald Trump just treated it on his own level. He didn't go and take an agenda from the deep state, from the blob, and that's what they hate about him.
Speaking with Miranda Devine, wonderful New York Post columnist. And speaking of that, I want to talk about a column you have up about the big tent that has been created by the Trump campaign. We have Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. I was at a Tucker event with Nicole Shanahan, who's voting for Donald Trump. It is, I don't want to say odd, that's not the word I'm looking for, but certainly a different looking cast of characters in the GOP right now. What do you make of it?
Well, these are people who, you know, former Democrats, many of them, but they are people who are savvy enough, either because they've suffered through censorship or the deep state, like RFK Jr. Has said through the assassination of his uncle and his father. They understand at least what is happening around the world, around the West, with this dark veil of censorship falling as this same cabal is losing control of the populace. They're losing control of the narrative, which they've had because they've controlled much of the media. And, you know, you just have to look at what's happening in Europe and Australia and the UK. They're using threats of censoring X under Elon Musk, which is a great threat to them, talking about hate speech and disinformation and misinformation and malinformation. These are all pretexts for subverting the First Amendment. America is the last place on the planet where we really have true free speech still. But obviously we saw through the censorship of, you know, the New York Post with our Hunter Biden laptop stories, by big tech, which was coerced by the FBI, and then later on that Dirty 51 letter by the CIA, because that was not just former CIA people. That letter was greenlit by the CIA director then, Gina Haspel. We see that there are forces amassing to try and limit free speech in America. And Donald Trump is aware of that. His people are against it. You've got Elon Musk, RFK Jr., Vivek Ramaswamy, Tulsi Gabbard. They are all standing up for free speech. And they know, even though, you know, Kennedy is a Democrat blue blood, he knows that there is more at stake and that the Democratic Party has really fallen to the forces of censorship. So it's not really about Republican versus Democrat. It's really about whether you are liberal in the original sense, you know, small L liberal, you want freedom, you want truth, or you are an autocrat. And that is why The Democrats constantly call Donald Trump an authoritarian and an autocrat. He couldn't be anything but. It's the opposite. That's what they are. They're the ones who want censorship. But as usual, they're projecting.
Miranda, how's the food in Australia? Is there enough cheese? I'm very concerned about the cuisine. So I'm thinking about going one day. Is it good food? Be honest.
Yeah, it's really good food. I have to say, there is something about what RFK Jr. says about the food in America and the additives. I lived here when I went to university. I've lived here off and on for almost half my life. But I hadn't been back to live for about 25 years. When I arrived, I just noticed everything was full of sugar. And it was not like that when I had been here previously, when I'd worked in Boston and so on. It was like every single item of food was pumped full of sugar and additives and, you know, so on. So I think that he's onto something, that the obesity crisis is related to the sort of additives that are put in food and the lies that people are told about what's healthy for them. So Australia isn't as far down that track as America. I think it's easier. I think it's just maybe New York City, but it's very hard to find fruit and vegetables that don't go off within a couple of days. It's not the case in Sydney, where I used to live.
How about that? I might have to go to Australia. Miranda Devine, thank you so much. Go read her stuff. I read all of it. Speaking of obesity, we will probably talk a little bit about feminism in a moment. Before we get to that, let's save a life. It's hard to imagine that you can save a life, right? But you can. Preborn saves lives, 200 of them every day. Every day, preborn saves 200 lives. Babies who cannot fight for themselves, they can't speak up for themselves, their mothers are about to abort them, and preborn is right there with a helping hand saying, hey, how about a free ultrasound? You get her in for that ultrasound. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. And then preborn doesn't just toss her to the wolves. Hey, thanks for choosing life. Good luck. If she needs help, they help. If she needs diapers, formula. If she needs substance abuse help. If she domestic violence help. Preborn is there up to 2 years of care, providing a chance at life. That's where your money goes. It's all tax deductible. Give them whatever you can. $28 buys an ultrasound. Give them whatever you can. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We will, of course, be back tomorrow. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. One last word real quick on that Senate vote, the vote that's going to be coming soon. If it's John Thune or John Cornyn, we are in very, very deep trouble. And I know this for a fact because I have my own sources now as a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
Both of those guys, John Thune and John Cornyn, have been raising boatloads of money for other Republican senators. Remember, that's how you buy that loyalty. And John Cornyn, I know for a fact because I was not very far from where he did this, hosted some guys who are about to be in the Senate, hosted them for a mega fundraiser. I'm not going to name any other names other than that. But why did he do that? Is he just a good dude in it for the cause? He's buying leadership votes. And one more word on John Cornyn. John Cornyn is up for re-election in 2026. He is aware that he is going to face a significant primary challenge in Texas because of his hideous gun control record. He is finally, if we can get a good candidate to run against him, and I think we might have one, he is finally in trouble unless he becomes Senate Majority Leader. If he becomes Senate Majority Leader, what it gives him access to is insane amounts of campaign cash in infrastructure that will be very difficult to overcome. That's a long way of me saying if John Cornyn ends up being the Senate Majority Leader, we may not get rid of him till the day they cart him out of the Senate. I know that that sucks, but that's true. That's how it is. All right. Emails. Dear High T with a knee sleeve. That's not nice. You have no idea what feeling old is until your doctor says you need to wear knee-high compression socks every day. So count your blessings, boo-boo knee baby. Not nice. Jesse, I love listening to you on my way to from work in the gym. I would like to point out a slight flaw in your cactus story. You were hunting pronghorn, not antelope. I'm a fifth-generation Wyomingite, and I just wanted to point that out. Like, we have bison here, not buffalo. I love your stories in the show. You can't call him antelope? That's all we ever called him was antelope. I don't know. I'm uneducated. I'll call him antelope. Jesse, you do realize 42 years ago, Friday, I'm sorry, the Army Special Forces bailed out the Marines in the invasion of Grenada. I was there and lost 6 friends. Could you let the bar eat in their honor? Of course, I would be honored to do so. Dear racist against Turkey, I know your hardcore hate towards Turkey. However, I've heard you've been in a meatball mood. Now, before you discount me, hear me out. I'm already ready to discount her. I'm already ready, but I'm going to hear her out. Hear me out. Hear me out as I'm sure I thought the same thing as you. Turkey cranberry meatballs. A pound of turkey, turkey stuffing. So I'm already out. This is disgusting. You turkey zealots, I'll never understand it. Eat chicken like a normal human being. Or, even better, get this. Quail. Have you ever had quail? They have there's a Mexican restaurant. It's a chain, Papacito's. They have a chili quail in there. It's not the biggest bird in the world, but we're talking tender and juicy, fall off the bone, delicious meat. Don't be afraid to give quail a try. Chris says it's too much hassle. Well, Chris, you might have to not feather it and skin it yourself. Maybe you could go to a restaurant and buy some. You know, there are these places called restaurants, Chris, and I realize it costs money, but you can sit down, and if you're willing to pay, you can order food. And get this. No, I'm not even kidding. The waitress will not only take your order, she'll take it back to the kitchen. Someone will make it for you. And then when it's done, for a fee, I need to clarify, they'll bring it back to the table and you can eat it. I kid you not, Chris. There are ways to eat things, to enjoy things, without making everything at your home in order to save 55 cents. I swear it's true.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Pentagon runs low on air defense missiles as demand surges. Yes, just a reminder that as we hand out our money and our munitions to every other country on the planet, we have stockpiles getting so low and we no longer have the manufacturing base to replenish those stockpiles with any degree of speed. Do not lie to yourself and think that we are the same America that supplied the world during World War II. Thanks to Republicans and Democrats, all that manufacturing capability went to China. Imposters stole thousands of pounds of posh cheddar, rattling the UK cheese world. I've been in a couple places where the wife has ordered one of these charcuterie boards that are all these fancy meats and cheeses. You know, women are always healthy, so they do that stuff. And so I've had a lot of these fancy cheeses. They're fine. They're not any better than a block of Colby Jack you buy at the grocery store, honestly. How left-wing activists are trying to save corporate wokeness. That's from the Daily Wire. Just know that it's the Human Rights Campaign. The Human Rights Campaign. The Human Rights Campaign. Drill that into your head. One of maybe the most evil left-wing communist groups out there, and they have a huge amount of sway in corporate America. They, of course, sell themselves as LGBTQ, whatever.
Why are you gay?
The social stigma of being a Trump supporter is gone. That's from the Federalist. That, more than anything else, more than the poll numbers, is what has convinced me that Trump is probably going to win. You can see it out there. People, even famous people now, they're less and less afraid of admitting that's the way they're going. Once that social stigma got dropped, well, Dome was in very serious trouble. We will be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.